WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight up 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Light rain and cloudy today. The light rain should be moving out after this morning, eventually giving away to 52 for a high this afternoon. Right now, 39 in the NRV, 41 in Lynchburg, 44 in Roanoke. How are you, Miss Monica?
I'm doing all right. You know, this morning, as I'm driving to work, I noticed that trash cans are knocked over. Yesterday, it was a windy day.
Oh, it was.
It was, but yes, it would knock over every trash can. So apparently some teenagers, I'm going to go ahead and just assume that it was a bunch of teenagers that knocked it over.
Why does it got to be the youth? Maybe it's some old,
bored,
crotchety old man.
Well, you didn't want to throw out a hip to do, you know, throw out some trash. But yeah, I was like, the trash cans are knocked over or the lids are removed. It's like all kinds of mess. I'm like, well, who did that? Why?
Yeah, I don't know where about you, but when I was driving home from work yesterday, I hit a monsoon. It was raining so hard. Like, I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, it had stopped. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those trash cans got blown around yesterday when we had that little storm come through.
Yeah, the storm did blow through really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I owe Beyonce an apology.
Oh, wait,
yes,
hold on.
I owe the Queen Beyonce an apology because I just finished my deep dive into the Cowboy Carter album.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And a couple of weeks ago, before the album came out, Beyonce came on the record and she said, this is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album.
Right.
And I pushed back. I said, Beyonce, you're making a country album. Well, I listened to it, all 27 songs, multiple times.
Okay.
And she's right. It is not a country album. It's a Beyonce album that should have been a country album. So when you listen to it, what you realize is that they figured out it's really hard to make a country album.
Uh-huh.
There's a country album inside of this album, but then towards the second half of it, they're like, you know what? We're getting a little more upbeat, a little bit more hip-hop. Beyonce's rapping. They have a little bit more R&B feel.
Okay.
So I was wrong, Beyonce. You're right. This is a Beyonce album because you realized halfway through you can't make a full country album.
No, she can't. No. Okay, but so how would you grade that album?
Oh, I give it a solid B plus to an A minus, depending on my day.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I would grade it higher for the first half or the second half. Them combining the two brings it down for me because there's no linear thought.
There's no theme from the
beginning to the end, which is unlike B.
Yeah.
Chris, how are you feeling this morning?
I think I got beat up in my sleep last night.
I'm sorry.
We had a bruise. Did you wake up with a bruise?
I woke up this morning. It felt like my dog assaulted me because my back hurts so bad. It's like in this one spot. I'm like, did my dog hit me last night? Was I attacked by a ghost? Have you ever woke up in the morning thinking, what did I do last night? Yo, I got this really like sore part of my back. Like, I feel like I was like beat up in the middle of the night.
You
by
take
a ghost.
Some melatonin and then Harley just jumped on your back and was like, yeah.
That's what it was.
I don't know. But I feel like I need to do like some big stretches and stuff to kind of stretch it out.
Calisthenics.
But, yeah, but I don't know. I'm going to file assault charges on somebody.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I got you back. The doctor told you your blood pressure is too high. Well, I am going to help you lower it by telling you to do something that we need to do more of anyway.
Okay.
And that is shutting up.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a new trend called speech fasting. Mm. If you're, you know, fasting is when you remove something for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
And so doctors say that this is actually helpful to lowering your blood pressure, as well as lowering your stress hormone, cortisol.
Uh-huh.
Now, the reason people are doing this is they're trying to avoid talking until noon because the singer's doing it to protect their voice. And they're like, you know what? Maybe we're just talking too much. So that's how the trend started.
Yes.
But now some doctors have chimed in and said this is actually super healthy to wait until roughly noon, mid-afternoon to have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it. Of course, that doesn't work for us.
Should we take the opposite approach?
Yeah.
Like after, say, 11 o'clock, we just don't talk for the rest of the day?
We don't talk anymore for the rest of the day. I love that
idea. I've actually practiced that where I've taken time from the day where I just said I'm not going to speak. And the thing is that I've noticed is that my friends and family get nervous when I don't speak.
Because they're so used to you
and
talking.
I know. And they're like, what's wrong? What's going on? I'm like, I just don't feel like talking.
A little behind the scenes for me personally, after the show is over at 10 o'clock, I don't want to talk to anybody.
I
legitimately am talked out. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want small talk. I don't want chit chat. Do not call me for a couple of hours.
Well, I can confirm that. And I really feel that when I send you a text and you never text me back, not only are you not talking, you're not returning text either.
We had conversations for the past 4 hours. There's literally nothing else we need to talk about right now.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and there are fast food restaurants that might be losing their dining room soon.
What?
Several restaurants have plans in the works for new concepts for their restaurant that don't include dining rooms.
Okay, well, I know I say what, but at the same time, when's the last time I sat down in the dining room area
of a fast food
restaurant? Yes, it's been a long time.
So if you have a choice, you're going to go through the drive-thru as opposed to the dining room.
Yeah, I mean, usually if I'm traveling with me and the kids or stopping off somewhere, we may sit down in the dining room and enjoy a meal. But for the most part, we're on the road. We're going to take it in the car.
Which is funny because I'm the exact opposite. Because if I'm on the road, I want to go inside. So like when the family, when we're taking trips to like, you know, Maryland to go watch a Navy game or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
We stop at a fast food restaurant on the way. We go inside because we want to get food, but we don't, you know, whoever's driving, they need to eat.
I was going
to
say, are you the driver?
We want to sit down. Not always, but sometimes. Okay. But regardless, I don't enjoy eating in the car. So I hate this. Like, Chris, you've ruined my Thursday by sharing this information with me.
Well, I agree with you on the road trips, but it depends on the food. Like, I don't mind eating in my car if I've got just like snack items, but if I'm trying to eat a burger or sandwich, I feel like I need to sit down and eat that. Like yesterday, I went to Taco Bell and I was busy doing errands. I had my dog with me. So I just went through the drive-thru, got my food, parked and ate. But something about eating in the car is such a pain.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
And then another thing, I actually prefer to have a dining room to go into and sit down and eat because I feel like I don't have to be rushed. And then I don't like eating in my car because it turns into a mess. And when you're in a drive-thru and then you have to take your food to go, chances are it's not going to be hot and fresh by the time you get home.
Okay. I mean, I was like, it still doesn't change my mind, I guess. I still want to go through that drive-through. And
maybe it's different because you have kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? These kids are stuck in the car. Like, I know where you are. You ain't getting up. You ain't running around. You ain't going to the bathroom. You ain't filling up your sodas. But no, see, for me, I don't enjoy, if I'm eating in my car, I don't enjoy whatever I'm eating. I'm eating it functionally just because I need some nutrition.
Yeah.
But I'm not happy about it. Give me a table. Give me a place I can dip my nuggets, dip my fries. No, Chris, I need all of my dining rooms. I'm going to start a petition today.
Yeah, when I eat in my car, I feel like I'm being rushed. So I don't really enjoy the meal. But some of the restaurants that are planning on doing this, Jimmy John's, KFC, McDonald's, Panera Bread. I can't imagine.
Panera Bread,
having a dining room at Panera Bread. Taco Bell, Burger King, and Chick-fil-A. In fact, Chick-fil-A is opening a restaurant that has no employees at all.
Well,
except like they're in the back cooking. So it's a mobile only place where you place a mobile order, then you come to the place.
They still say my pleasure?
Who's going to say my pleasure? That's a good question.
I want my pleasure. I don't want a robotic pleasure.
It's the only Chick-fil-A where you're not going to get pleasure.
Oh, well, wow.
You're waking up with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We are the Morning Thing with your question of the day. Get the answer correct and you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs game on Friday night.
All right, let's see if Stephanie knows the answer. Stephanie, are you ready for the question one more time?
Yes.
All right, today's question of the day for you to get a 4-pack of tickets to cheer on your Rail Yard Dogs tomorrow night. 82% of people that go to restaurants say that it is never, ever cool to bring this into a restaurant with you. Stephanie, what do you think that item is?
I think it's your own water bottle.
Your own water bottle. Because maybe it's vodka. Maybe you're sneaking in stuff. Well, Stephanie, that is a part of the correct answer. So the entire answer is any outside food or beverage with you into a restaurant, and a water bottle does count.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you like to carry your water bottle around with you everywhere?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Because I feel like a lot of people always have their water bottle with them or their Stanley Cup.
No,
I don't have one of those.
But if she did, she would.
People carry their Stanley Cup around like it's their baby.
Well, you pay so much for it.
I know. And people are going to be claiming their Stanley Cups on their taxes as a dependent.
Now, Stephanie, based on your responses and your tone, you seem like you're anti-Stanley Cup.
Well, not really. I'm just cheap.
Listen, aren't we all? Those cups are very...
And it's a fad. I'm not a fad person.
Okay.
Well, look at you, standing on your own. Well, yeah. It's a good thing you're cheap because we are going to pay for your way to see the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs.
Yep.
Yay. Got those tickets. We love some hockey.
Yeah, so you'll be there Friday night at the Berglund Center from K92.
Congratulations. Yay. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thanks so much. I'm excited.
Prepare to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
Bad news. Something I never thought I'd read as a headline. Batman has been arrested.
The Batman.
Well, a 42-year-old man named Jamal Batman. Jamal Batman was arrested for DUI last weekend. And it was kind of obvious, too, because when the troopers pulled him over, they saw an open bottle of tequila inside the vehicle.
Batman was stressed.
There was more, too.
Oh.
After Batman was taken out of the patrol vehicle and taken into jail, troopers located a small plastic baggie containing a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine where Batman had been seated in the driver's side.
He was dropping it off. He had just...
Now, we don't know... The cocaine was in the seat. We don't know if it was inside Batman at some point or not, but... Huh.
Listen. As Batman is my favorite superhero, so I am here to defend Batman.
Okay, go for it.
To fight crime, to put your life on the line for random strangers.
What you say, Robin?
You need to be drunk and high. you need tequila shots, and you need a little bit of that cocaine.
Oh, that's his source of power right there? Oh, God.
Because they say Batman doesn't have superpowers. Uh-huh. Yes, it does. He's addicted to drugs.
Oh.
Now, Batman was hit with 4 charges.
Oh.
This was his actual third DUI. He was driving with an open container,
uh-huh,
possession of cocaine, and driving with a revoked license. He's being held right now on a $100,000 bond. So it looks like the Joker did get away this time.
He speeds in the Batmobile. That's how he got the suspended license. Like, it all makes sense, guys. Like, you have to sacrifice to protect Gotham City.
But I do have a couple questions that weren't answered. Okay, why wasn't Robin the DD?
Robin was busy.
Yeah, and did the Batmobile get impounded?
Well, maybe.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Mm-hmm. And I'm asking the question, are social media friends real friends? And I know immediately you're thinking, no, social media, you know?
That's my default answer.
Yes.
That's my default thought.
But I will tell you that I have been following, I air quotes, friend on IG, this girl that has an adorable child. And the thing is, I've never met him. But I follow the journey of the pregnancy.
You've been there.
Yes, I've been there for the birth.
Oh, 9 months.
I followed, and the baby has grown almost a year.
You know everything.
And she is so dang cute. I just eat up all the pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's adorable. Yeah, and I feel like I'm a part of their lives. Like, you know, they don't know that I'm a part of their life, but I'm following, and I just love seeing it.
You know, I feel that every once in a while in Monica's hot list, Chris, will have a story where a celebrity like a Kelly Clarkson or a Taylor Swift or Ryan Reynolds, they'll have a stalker.
Don't do that.
They'll have a fan kept up with all of their life.
That's
all
different.
All of their accomplishments. And that stalker says when they get arrested, but I know them. I love them.
Don't even put me in that category, that group of folks that are stalking like that. I'm not doing that.
Did you show up to the maternity ward when it's...
If they posted it, I attended. Yeah.
I mean, that's a fair question, though, because I have too, like, you know, followed people, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, where we never met, but I saw so many things about their life.
Yeah.
And I felt like I knew them.
And you're part of it.
To the point, yeah, to where I'm a part of it and feel like we're friends. But I had to draw a hard line. If we've never met in person, no matter how much I know about your life, I cannot consider you a friend. No, if we've never met at least one time and had a genuine conversation,
so
you cannot be a friend
of mine.
It would
be weird if I message and be like, if you need me to babysit and fly out to you, that's like, that'll be weird, right? That'd
I really strange. Need a 911 sound effect or something right now. That would be weird.
Well, I do have to agree with Monica. I'm against you, Antoine,
okay.
Because there are probably like five different people that I call my friends just out of default because I have talked to them on social media for so long, and it's people that do the same thing I do. We're all in radio.
Okay.
Even though we've never met in person, we have had long conversations. We've exchanged phone numbers just to text.
See,
and
made
stuff
friends.
Too.
So yes.
But in that case, if I feel like I've had a personal interaction with you and we've never met in person, I feel like you're my friend. And I know that sounds weird, but this is the day and age of social media, and it makes it sound like I'm really desperate for people to have friends.
But that's not it at all. It's just like
maybe a little bit, but I do feel like I know a lot about these people.
Yes.
And they know a lot about me. So I consider
I think it's a beautiful thing.
My friends.
You think
it's a positive thing. As long as you're not at their house without, you know, their permission. You're not in their home.
Well, let's find out. Whose side are you on? Call in right now, 540-774-9236 or text in 52353. Our social media friends that you've never met before, are they actual friends? Or are you a stalker? It's K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Talking about social media friends and if they're considered real friends.
Key word is real. That's the key word in that sentence.
Yes, because I follow someone on social media and I followed her pregnancy and the birth of her child and I followed the growth of her child. It's so adorable and I just love it.
Uh-huh.
So... yeah, they're like friends, and they don't know.
Well, the question is, if social media friends that you haven't met before, if we can consider them real friends or not. And Monica and Chris, they both say yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I say we are not like friends until I meet you. Until then, we might be associates. We might be, you know, that's all I got.
So you so you have to have that one-on-one, like that conversation.
I just feel like I have to have seen you out.
Okay.
Like we had to have like met face to face for a genuine friendship. And I give you an example. Back in the early, when Twitter first came out, there used to be like tweet ups where there'd be cookouts for people on Twitter for you to meet each other.
Oh.
And I went one time and I met this dude named Ty.
Uh-huh.
And rest in peace, Ty passed away earlier this year from cancer.
Oh gosh.
But I considered him a friend because we had met. We went to a cookout together. So like he was a friend.
Uh-huh.
But the other social media people that I hadn't met, no, I don't consider them like friends.
Hey, look at
friends.
You going to a Twitter cookout.
I knew you were there.
I didn't even know about.
Relax. Go ahead, Chris.
Twitter cookout.
I will say this.
For another day.
There was somebody that I met on social media, and we used to interact all the time. We finally met in person, hung out. I'm like, okay, I'd rather just be social media.
See, exactly. You're a real friend.
I take back the fact that we're real friends.
So we're getting text messages in to 52353. You're weighing in on this conversation. Sarah from Vinton says, if you message back and forth with them a lot, then yes, you can consider them your friend. But if you just follow them and have never spoke to them, then no.
I'll send a message. She is so adorable. I just eat her up. Yes, I'll tell you.
Monica's like, what's your address? I'm going to send you a gift.
Ayana from Salem texted in and says, hey, Antoine, Monica, and Chris, I am all of your Insta friends, and we've never met. I'm no Stark at LOL. No, you're not.
She's not, but she said, I know your address, Antoine.
But yeah, so feel free to keep weighing in. Are you real friends with someone on social media that you've never met before and never really had dialogue with or just never met before? You could have dialogue with them.
Yeah.
You never met them before. Are they your real friend?
I want answers.
You want answers?
I want to know what your thoughts are.
Well,
Antoine is full of crap over there.
With
his Twitter cookout.
I'm like Ariana Grande. We can't be friends. It's K92, new music.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, something I just realized I'm very OCD about is my windshield wipers.
Hmm.
They can't be going too fast. Don't you judge other people when you see them driving in the rain and their windshield wipers are going really fast?
I think
fast?
It's hilarious because sometimes it's me, though.
Yeah, like it's like the windshield wiper is going to fly. I'm like, why are your windshield wipers going so fast when there's just a light rain?
Because there's something going on in their life and it's very urgent and they're kind of in a frenzy. Uh-huh. And that's why I said sometimes it's me. I realize my windshield wipers are going too fast.
I will say I'll do that occasionally, too. There are just some days where I just don't want any water on my windshield. So I'm like, you know what? We're just going to keep it off. There's not going to be a single drop.
You get those random sprinkles. You'd be like, you landed just right to cause a little bit of blurriness.
Or maybe the sound of the windshield wipers hitting matches the beat of the song I'm listening to. It's surround sound at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like that. It's like I'm very OCD about the speed of my windshield wipers according to how hard it's raining. And one thing that drives me crazy, something that I will never do, when I see somebody's car parked and their windshield wipers are still in the up position like that,
stresses me out.
Yes, there's no way I'm ever going to turn off my car with the windshield wipers in the up position. They're going to be down where they're supposed to
be. Yeah, they have to be down. Mm-hmm.
But that drives me crazy. Windshield wipers, no. And then something else, I don't think the windshield wipers are this bad anymore, but I remember back in the, we'll say the old days when the wipers seemed to be a little bit different, where they wouldn't be even, and then like the little circle that would wipe,
yes,
was not even in the middle of the window. There was a bigger circle on one side.
It wasn't symmetric,
then,
yeah.
And then plus that little triangle it makes of dirt. Like, why is it getting in there? Yes. I would love it if you share your OCD about windshield wipers with me. You can text the show 52353. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we just got a few texts in regards to my windshield wiper OCD. Mm-hmm. This one says the windshield wiper noise needs to be the same. If one of them skips or jumps a little bit, it bothers me.
Yeah.
This is from Brandy from Roanoke. I like my wipers to be in sync with everyone else's, or if mine are going faster than everyone else's, I think I'm being a bit dramatic.
I understand that.
So yeah. Now I see Brandy driving down the road watching everyone else's windshield wiper. Okay, they're on the number two. I gotta turn mine up.
This next one's from Jessica in Roanoke. In the evening yesterday, it wasn't raining at all and sunny with a few clouds here and there. The person next to me had their wipers going full blast the entire stretch through Tanglewood, and it drove me insane.
Look, I'm just saying, Jessica, sometimes you got a lot on your mind, and if it was me, you know what? Just let me roll. I'm good, you know?
and typically in the OCD Chronicles segment, you know, Chris is able to find people like-minded, people yes. that have the same OCD as him. Or, like he did with Christine, who texted into 52353, says, I have OCD, but I didn't have OCD about windshield wipers until today. See? LOL, thanks. You ruined Christine's day.
Christine's worried about it now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Well, I'll tell you who's not worried. Miriam Long of Christiansburg, because she won $1 million.
What?
And here's the thing, though. So she was stopping off at CVS, probably using her CVS bucks.
Or someone else's.
Yeah, and she accidentally hit the Powerball ticket. Accidentally hit it and won.
Oh, gosh.
That's a story. They always have a story. You know, like, what's the story to winning your millions or whatever?
Right.
And that's her story. That's awesome. So congrats to her.
I'm about to give her my Cash App.
Are you now? Yeah. All right, Survivor. Are you still watching Survivor?
Absolutely not. But my mom likes Survivor. I feel like people over the age of 60 like Survivor.
Fun fact, I've never seen an episode of Survivor.
Really?
And I love reality competition shows. I've never watched one episode of Survivor.
I'm surprised. I figured you'd be into it.
I don't want to be on that show.
People on an island?
I don't typically watch shows that I don't want to be on.
Yeah, I love The Amazing Race. I think that would be fun to do. But
yeah.
Back on Survivor, I have a friend that has tried out for Survivor 4 times.
Well, maybe they want.
She's like, I want to get on that show. She hasn't done it.
Maybe
she'll
turn away from Survivor because the contestants have reported that they can no longer use the bathroom together because they will be filmed. So
if
they want privacy, they have to go, you know, solo. But they said if they said it as a group, because they decided to use the bathroom number two together, you know, and they were filmed.
I would hate to be in a position where I had to do number two with the two of you.
But it makes sense because they could use that time to talk strategy, to talk game.
And that's what they're saying.
You gotta film that.
So, yeah, so they film it, and of course, they blur out whatever they need to blur out.
The poop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah. So that's maybe your friend wants to say no, turn down that offer to do Survivor. Oh, and Adam Sandler. Y'all like some Adam Sandler. You love him. Yes. A lot of people do.
Okay, well, I like some of his movies. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Happy Gilmore.
Which one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies.
That's one I need to watch because maybe that's the one that I'll love. Well, they say that Adam Sandler, he wants to bring actors together to remember the past, the ones that have passed.
Yep.
Including Drew Carey, Price is Right host Drew Carey. He says he wants him to, you know, pay honor to Bob Barker.
Yeah.
So he's bringing in actors and doing something cool with it. And I guess it'll be on Netflix.
Is it a movie? Is it a TV show?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you specified if it was a movie or not. So I was
just
confused.
It's gonna be a movie.
So I didn't know if they were like bringing in for like some like special moment where they talked about it. Okay. Pretty cool.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we would love to have your confession for the show. Three ways you can get it to us. You can call 540-774-9236, or you can text in your confession to 52353. We don't need your name or where you're listening, just your confession. Or like a lot of people do, you can send us a voice memo from your phone. You're going to record that on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com, like our first confession.
I'm calling to confess that I actually really enjoy going out to eat by myself. I know that a lot of people think that it's weird, and they probably think it's weird because they would feel uncomfortable, but to me, I really enjoy it. You get to go out, relax, order whatever you want, eat whatever you want, and just enjoy time to yourself.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, look, I was like, it's all right to date yourself. Treat yourself out.
I eat out alone all the time.
Yes.
And that way I'm not rushed. I can just go at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought it to be weird because my mother does it. I couldn't do it. It's not
really.
I can do it if I go to the bar. I can sit at a table. Don't seat me.
Oh,
if I go
shoot.
To the bar of the restaurant, I could do it. But I've always told my mother and my brother, who both do it, that they are weird when they get their own table or
I get my own table
by themselves.
Yeah, I do feel kind of weird. I don't mind doing it, but I feel like I wonder if people are looking at me like, boy, that's a loser right there. I can't find somebody to go and eat with him.
They are looking at you because they came over and they looked at me and they were watching.
I actually had somebody pay for my meal one time because I was eating by myself and they thought I looked sad.
What?
Yeah, that's what the server told me.
We are also getting your text messages into 52353. A text says right here, been going to my hairdresser for over 20 years and we get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing is she's old and isn't too good at cutting hair anymore. I don't have the heart to go somewhere else, so I just live with the bad haircuts and work with what I've got.
There's no way.
You're a better person
than
me.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, there's another Texas says, this is kind of sad. A woman I was engaged to 10 years ago has died. We went through a lot together, but she split with me after 3 years and I never saw her again. I've been looking at photos and crying for days. I bought the perfume that she wore to help me remember her. I can't tell my wife.
I like the wife part's a plot twist at the end of that.
I know. I didn't expect that.
Like,
hey, baby, I got you a new perfume. All right. One more text here. Told a huge lie to get out of a small work thing. So now I have a fake nephew with an imaginary cancer. You can't backtrack on that either. I'm going to have to live with this lie for years. The research I'm doing to keep this up is more than the thing I lied to get out of.
Terrible.
That's how that always works. The lie is always worse than what if you just would have said the truth from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more voice memo here.
I really, really like this guy. Like, we've been seeing each other 6 months. But ever since I was a little girl, I have just dreamed of my wedding day. And I really, like, I see this awesome potential in him. So I didn't tell him that I bought myself a wedding dress. And the problem is the fact that he's starting to move some things in. He's staying more often. Like, I'm having to, like, shove things over my closet, and I'm afraid he's going to see this bridal bag and be like, what is that? So I don't want to scare him off, but at the same time, like, I really, really want him to stay in my life forever. So this is why I want to be prepared. Plus, it was a really good, like, $99 deal. So there's my confession.
I think it's time to rent a storage shed. You need to hide all the stuff you don't want him to see, or put that wedding dress at your mama's house.
Somewhere. Put it somewhere else.
All right, we got more covert confessions on the way, including a caller standing by.
I just found out that my mother is cheating on my dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is going to be a rough one.
We're going to get into that next.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we are back with a caller standing by, but first, a couple of text messages. The first one here, One of my great pleasures of being a stay-at-home dad is that I get to decide what goes in the washing machine. My wife has some truly hideous outfits she likes to wear, and by God Almighty, it is my duty to make sure they stay at the bottom of the clothes hamper for as long as they can.
Wow.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. I love it. That's funny.
Yeah, and there's another one. Okay, went out for the first time in ages with my girlfriends and asked the DJ to play Mr. Brightside. He said, sorry, we aren't playing old songs tonight. It was that exact moment I realized I should start playing at my funeral.
Yeah, I should have kicked you out. Come over here. As a DJ, don't you request these songs that everybody ain't going to get hyped to.
But Mr. Brightside is like from 2004. That's not old.
It is old. We'll sit down somewhere, Nana.
All right, we've got a caller standing by. What's your confession?
Well, I just found out that my mother is cheating on my dad.
What?
Oh no.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
Yeah, my parents, they've been together for 30 years. And I thought they were happily married, you know, for 30 years, until I found out that my mom met a man at a local hotel that wasn't my father.
She wasn't dropping off like a cake. Was it somebody that lived at the hotel, you know, like dropping off like a get well?
Oh, she was giving some cake.
Well, no. I have a friend that works at this hotel, and she reached out to me because, well, there was this woman that kept checking into the hotel with the same man for over like 2 months. And she has the same last name as me. So we did a little investigating. Well, she did, and she figured it out. It's my mother. And get this, the guy that she's been hooking up with is 20 years younger than she is.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was going to say, well, but she's your mom and your dad. You know, that's not.
Yeah, Monica.
I know.
Go ahead, Monica.
Go ahead, Mama. No,
say what's
don't.
On your
don't.
Heart.
Are you going to tell your mom that you know, or?
I don't know. I'm so shocked that she would even do this to my dad. I mean, he would be so devastated if he even found out. I don't know what to do. I'm just in so much shock right now.
I would be shocked, too, that my mom was doing something behind my dad's back and vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and we appreciate you sharing your confession on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. I just had to tell someone, you know?
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I don't know if I could go tell my dad or actually, you know what? I would probably confront my mom about it.
Mom,
I need to sit you down. We need to have a talk.
It's going
to
be rough no matter what she decides to do.
Yeah. All right. We would love to have your confessions for the next episode. You can do that by calling 540-774-9236, or you can text your confession to 5253, or send us a voice memo on your phone to mornings@k92radio.com. Noah Kahn and Stick Season on K92. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we got your tickets in to go see El King live at Dr. Pepper Park. And we have Brandy on the phone this morning to play Wordplay. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Brandy, who do you want to play with today?
Monica.
All right, so you're going to play with Monica?
I got you.
Yeah, get on out of here, Monica. Everyone's favorite. Just play games with Monica. Monica just yelled out, are you guys Facebook friends? Because we were talking earlier in the show about if social media friends are real friends. Brandy, do you have anybody on social media that you never met before, but you kind of follow their life?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I do.
Do you consider them a friend?
They're my social media friend. They're not a friend now.
All right, we'll take that. Okay, we'll tell Monica later on about that.
All right, the first word is going to be dish, D-I-S-H. What do you think Monica's going to say when we give her the word dish?
Dish soap.
Dish soap. All right, good start.
The second word is grocery.
Grocery list.
I like that one.
And the third word is row, R-O-W.
Rowboat.
The fourth word is light.
Bulb.
Light bulb.
Oh, good one. And the last one is always a name, Sandra.
Sandra Bullock.
All right.
I have never heard it pronounced that way. Chris is going to get Monica out of his soundproof chamber.
Bullock?
That's how I typically have heard it pronounced. Bullock. Sandra Bullock. I love it. You have to get 2 out of 5. You have to get 2 out of 5 to win a pair of tickets to see El King. You get a bonus point if Monica pronounces some of these words the same way as you did. Monica.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
All right.
Ready to go.
Chris, you want to go ahead and give out the word?
Yep, the first one. Yeah, sorry.
Chris said, I'm ready to go. I'm out.
All right, the first word is dish.
Dish detergent.
Brandy, what did you say?
Soap.
Close, I mean, but it's soap. Can we just, you know what I'm saying? It's just soap.
No.
The detergent.
The game ain't word
if,
close.
If you don't have Caress in your shower, you can use some dish detergent. You're still getting clean.
Go ahead, bathe yourself.
Right? Okay.
All right, the second word is grocery.
Grocery. Something I need to do. Grocery list.
Go grocery shopping.
And Brandy, what did you say?
I think I said list.
You did say
There we go. There
Brandy's
we go.
Like, I said so many things, I can't remember what I said. All right, the third word is row.
Row your boat. I'm going to go rowboat.
Rowboat? Mm-hmm. All right. Brandy, what did you say?
I said boat. Yay.
Hey.
I don't know what else I would have said.
A row machine? What would you say?
Sense. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. I think boat was the only answer. I can't think of anything else to row. Row team? Like in college?
A row team? Yeah, maybe.
Row?
Yeah, row. Okay.
I would have said row.
Brandy, aren't Come you on. Happy that you picked Monica?
Come on. I am very happy.
Come Brandy,
on. Look, I love the ruh-roh.
Brandy, you got those tickets to see Elle King. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park on Thursday, June the 20th, K92.
Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Thank you.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Joke about it sometimes, scams, like how, you know, the different ways, the creative ways that people are trying to scam us out of our money. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, we try to make light of it, like, you know, our phone's blowing up, potential scam. But there's going to be a day where I think they're going to get one of us. If it's not me, I think they're going to get me.
You think they're going to get you?
They are just becoming more and more creative. We are becoming more and more relaxed in these situations. And so if that ever happens, then I hope that I have a bank teller just like this lady did, who saved her from being scammed out of $2 million.
And my first question was, please tell me when the last time he took you out for a coffee. And she looked and she said, actually, never. We met online. Mm. All the photos she received, they were online, but with different names.
So that was the bank teller sharing the conversation she had with the customer. The customer received a message from some man that she allegedly knew, she met in the past, and he needed money. He needed her to sell her house to get out of jail, to get him out of jail,
etc. Because he's the prince of Nigeria.
Exactly. Mm. And so she's like, well, maybe I do know him. Like, the name sounds familiar. And so the bank teller was like, okay, when's the last time you had coffee with this gentleman? When's the last time you saw this gentleman in person? Do you have a picture? And she showed the bank teller a picture. The bank teller did a reverse image search on Google.
Yeah.
And it showed up that it was a scam. But this woman was prepared. She was at the bank to get money out.
She's going to give all her money away. You know what? She saved her. She also needs to get money, get phone numbers of her relatives and say, look, you need to keep an eye on this one.
Like, it blows my mind, because especially when you think about the older generation, whether it be your grandparents, your parents, your aunts and uncles, or yourself, someone you know is going to fall for one of these scams.
Yeah.
So we have to be very, you know, judicious about it.
Yeah, this was falling for a scam and losing all your money was a recent theme in the movie The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. Mm-hmm. Poor Claire Huxtable, I tell you.
Claire.
Yeah.
So just be careful. Don't open any links. Don't believe any phone calls. Just keep your money to yourself. Mm-hmm. Or I can give you my Cash App. That works too.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato. Potato, 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 potato.
Verbal hot potato, that is. It's K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And Monica and Chris are going to go head-to-head in hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
The way the game works, I'm going to give you guys a category. You're going to go back and forth naming things within that category. You have 20 seconds. Whoever gives me the last complete answer before the buzzer goes off wins that round.
Okay.
First to 2 points wins. Monica, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right on this Thursday.
All right. Okay. What about you, Chris?
I never feel good about this game. I feel like I'm the worst person at this game on the show.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. It depends on the categories.
I believe in you, because the first category, we've been talking about fast food today.
Yes.
So this is an easy category. And Chris, we're going to start with you to build your confidence up. Hot potato category, fast food restaurants. Go.
McDonald's.
Hardee's.
Chick-fil-A.
Long John's.
Cookout.
Dunkin'.
Popeyes.
Rally's.
Burger King.
Ooh. Domino's fast food.
Jersey Mike's.
Little Caesar's drive-thru.
Pizza Hut.
Dang it.
There's a
dang it restaurant.
Dang it.
It's in California.
Not. And I was prepared to give Chris the point anyway because you're over there cheating.
What do I do?
You're not saying the entire name of the restaurants. Long John Silver's. Dunkin' Donuts.
You don't
you're
say long. This
you're
is,
over
this
here
is,
cheating.
This is Rona, Virginia.
Chris,
you know what?
Chris didn't say Jersey's. He said Jersey Mike's.
That's all right. See, Jersey, you only have that, you know, Long John's. What's up?
All right. Well, Monica, this is more of your category because this is a creative one. I apologize. Chris? You know, sometimes when you're taking a photo,
yeah.
you take a selfie, mm-hmm. right? That's the name of the photo.
Right.
Creative category. I want you guys to give me different names for different types of photos that you could take of yourself
what?
Or of other people. Like, you know, we have selfies, we have the duck lips, we have the jail pose.
Oh,
so many.
Okay.
Make up some.
Okay.
Have fun.
All right. Well, a selfie.
Duck lips.
There you go.
The jail selfie.
Oh, here you go, Chris.
Laying in bed selfie.
I like that one.
All right, the twerk pic.
The beach picture.
The foot to mouth. The foot hand to mouth pic.
No, you pick
what?
Another one. We are not
what?
Letting that one
that's
fly.
A, what? Yes, it can. Foot hand to mouth.
No,
yeah.
I need to see that picture. That sounds like a picture that would be on OnlyFans.
Put yourself like a pretzel, and then it's like, you know, they have the foot hand to mouth disease.
Yes.
But this is a picture, and it's cute.
It's
there
Monica.
Is nothing cute sounding about
it's,
that picture.
What? Foot hand and mouth pick. Somebody do it today and tag K92.
I will give you $20, Monica, if you make it your new profile picture.
That is new music from Ariana Grande. We can't be friends on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris about ready to get out of here today.
Yeah, super excited. Listen, United Way of Roanoke Valley is honoring 100 local heroes mm-hmm. with the 100 Heroes Project. So what that is they are asking you, yes you, to nominate someone in the community that you feel deserves to be recognized as a hero. They could be doing anything, working uh-huh. in health, education, childcare, helping you with your taxes, cleaning
yes.
up the local neighborhood playgrounds and parks. Whatever it is, they want you to go to their website, uwrv.org, and nominate them today.
Yeah, we all have that hero in our lives, you know? So it's important to recognize them and, you know, give them a little love.
Yeah, speaking of that tax hero, I want to know who that tax hero is so I can find somebody, that tax hero that will write off about $1,000 for me.
They are the true heroes.
All right, so we can you can nominate a hero of your choice through April 12th right now
mm-hmm.
At uwrv.org. And they're going to announce all the heroes on the website and across social media April 15th through the 24th. And then we're going to end this at the Salem Red Sox game on Woo! June the 7th. The heroes will be honored at the game.
Yep.
They're going to get tickets. There's going to be a hero parade. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, the amount of energy, you know, just good positivity.
And I'm excited because I get to be a part of that hero parade, not because someone nominated me, but because, you know, I'm a part of the Salem Red Sox. So I'm excited for that parade. So make sure you
Chris.
Go to their website, uwrv.org,
don't
to nominate
you,
a hero.
Don't you like how Antoine is basically just trying to put himself out there? Like, I haven't been nominated. I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if,
I'll be there. But...
if someone wants to nominate me, I'm here. I do things.
Look, if you have to grovel or beg, then there's an issue.
I will still take it. I will still take it. But yes, yeah, so make sure you do that. Also, we have... let's see what else we have to shout out. Oh, the Praise in the Park.
Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about Praise.
The first inaugural Praise in the Park is going down May 11th from 4 until 8 p.m.
Yeah, and that's on a Saturday, correct?
It is a Saturday.
Yeah, so because we were talking about that. You can praise the Lord. Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, and tickets are on sale right now. FestivalVirginia.com. We have all the details there.
Yeah, so many things to look forward to in the area. We are mm-hmm. so grateful that you are a part of us. Like, we are so grateful that we are a part of our community. Now, before we get out of here today.
We have the Morning Thing Nuggets. It's okay to look at the past and the future. Just don't stare.
Mm-hmm. I mean, stare is not polite anyway.
It's not.
You just glance.
I stare at people
look
at the stoplight. Sometimes like somebody's looking at you.
And hence my point.
What?
Staring is not polite.
Yeah, as a kid, I would always stare at people. My mom would be like, it is not polite to stare. Don't you dare stare at anybody.
You'll grow up to be a Monica.
As an adult, I love to stare at people.
Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Tulu.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.